Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
It is indeed the last full day before the 2022 midterm elections, and what a day it is, a truly packed program, and we are going to be talking about in significant detail tomorrow really what is at stake in this election. But for today, we are going to contextualize it. We'll contextualize it by looking at some of the final Democratic and Republican rallies and some of the final polling as well. And one bit of polling that came out over the last couple of days that is particularly disturbing is the degree to which this country, the United States, has fallen into a veritable cesspool of conspiratorial thinking, when you really don't need to find such conspiracies to understand what it is that is going on in the country. And as is often the case, conspiracy theories have some kernel of truth in their origin, but take people very much in the wrong direction in terms of their beliefs. And let me make it very concrete for you. A new poll shows that 44% of voters see a secret cabal that is controlling the federal government. When you look at this poll of 1,000 registered voters conducted at the very end of October, you see that 44% overall, but it's not that dramatic a difference between Republicans and Democrats. 53% of Republicans, 41% of independents, and 37% of Democrats believe the federal government is controlled by a secret cabal. The thing about this is, you don't need a conspiracy theory about a secret cabal. We know that overwhelmingly, government and industry and regulators and the world of finance are controlled by those very corporations and the wealthy individuals that run those corporations. It's not a secret cabal. There's no secret here. Okay? These are the folks who have run things overwhelmingly in the United States for over 100 years. You could argue, you know, maybe there was a brief period in the 30s and 40s during FDR when it was really the government was kind of governing the wealthy to a certain degree and not even really completely. The seeking the conspiracy to control secretly is what is disturbing in particular here, because you don't actually need to look very hard for who's really in charge. There was, I believe it was a Princeton study, and we covered it years ago, which found the legislative desires of corporations and of the rich are much more likely to be made into law than the legislative desires of the average person. So we knew this already. It's not a secret. It's out in the open. And where it gets dangerous is that you have myriad propaganda outlets and politicians and others who will take the kernel of truth, which is there are entities and individuals beyond just the average people whose desires are overwhelmingly reflected in how the country is run. That's true. And then that's where you get into shadow government conspiracy theories. And we've seen every version of this. Right now, it's kind of hot with Republicans, and Trump has been mentioning at rallies. It's the Marxists, the socialists, and the communists. He doesn't know what any of those terms mean, doesn't know the differences between those three terms, but he uses them. That's who is secretly controlling everything. And then if you think about it clearly, you go and you look and say, okay, if communists are controlling the U.S., first thing we should do is find communists. And then you go and you don't find any. There's no communists in positions of power in the United States. So you can very quickly debunk it, but that's what they're going to. And then you know the other ones, right? The Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the Illuminati, the Q stuff, and that theory about it's democratic pedophiles who are controlling the country. It's the Jews. That's a classic, as always. So what's so disturbing about some of this polling is that it is true that not everyone's desires count equally, right? Your desires and my desires for what we would like the law to be don't count as much as the desires of Apple as brought to the government by highly priced lobbyists. That's true. But the secret cabal, which lends itself to all sorts of xenophobia and racism and conspiracy theories, you don't need it. It's all out in the open. And of course, we know that when you believe in the subterfuge, when you believe in the conspiracy theory aspect of it, you often vote in ways that don't really make any sense because you believe things that simply are not true. So anyway, that's context to some degree for how people will be voting tomorrow. I have to take a step back. I have to correct something I previously said. In the past, I have been talking about Democrat Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro is the guy running for governor in Pennsylvania. Josh Shapiro is running against Doug Mastriano. And in the past, I have been saying about Josh Shapiro, not as a pejorative, but I've just been saying, Shapiro is a completely uncontroversial, milquetoast, boring Democrat. And I've been saying that in a positive sense. And what I mean by that is the options for Pennsylvania governor are extremist, January 6th attending, big lie repeating, right-wing ideologue Doug Mastriano, who will steal Pennsylvania's electoral votes in 2024 if he gets the opportunity. That's one choice. And the other side is a completely boring, uncontroversial, milquetoast Josh Shapiro, who is just going to be very under the radar and run the state of Pennsylvania in a completely normal, boring, uncontroversial way. And I was saying it as the choice should be obvious. We need Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro over the weekend appeared with Barack Obama and delivered an absolutely fantastic speech. Obama level speech went completely viral, millions and millions of views. And I was wrong. I don't think there's anything milquetoast about Josh Shapiro. He actually seems like a fantastic candidate.
That's not how we do things in this Commonwealth or in this country. And that is not freedom. You know, this guy loves to talk a good game about freedom, right? Let me tell you something. It's not freedom to tell women what they're allowed to do with their bodies. That's not freedom. It's not freedom to tell our children what books they're allowed to read. It's not freedom when he gets to decide who you're allowed to marry. I say love is love. It's not freedom to say you can work a 40-hour work week, but you can't be a member of a union. That's not freedom. And it sure as hell isn't freedom to say you can go vote, but he gets to pick the winner. That's not freedom.
Critical issue.
That's not freedom. But you know what? You know what we're for? We're for real freedom. And let me tell you what real freedom is. Real freedom is when you see that young child in North Philly and you see the potential in her, so you invest in her public school. That's real freedom. That's real freedom. Real freedom comes when we invest in that young child's neighborhood to make sure it's safe so she gets to her 18th birthday. That's real freedom.
Yeah, I have to tell you, super impressed with Josh Shapiro over the weekend. Here's one more clip of Josh Shapiro talking about his opponent.
This is a guy who doesn't respect women here in Pennsylvania. In fact, if you don't think like Doug Mastriano, if you don't look like him, if you don't vote like him, if you don't worship like him, if you don't marry like him, you don't count in his Pennsylvania. You know how I know that? Because I know where he was on January the 6th.
Right.
He went there that day. Understand. He went there that day not to hear a speech or protest. He went there that day to stop your vote from being counted.
Josh Shapiro is really good. I actually, you know, I was feeling like we just need to dodge a bullet by preventing Doug Mastriano from becoming the governor of Pennsylvania. And we do. But I actually, the more I learn about Josh Shapiro and the more I read about his policy platform and ideas, I think he will be a fantastic governor of Pennsylvania. He should win. It is not close right now in the polling, but everybody should vote. A former President Barack Obama also very clearly explaining the stakes.
The only way to make this economy fair, the only way to make our democracy stronger is if we fight for it. You can't take it for granted. And that starts with electing people who know you, who see you, who care about you, who can walk in your shoes and see through your eyes and know what it's like to struggle, know what it's like to get sick, know what it's like to have to pay off student loans, know what it's like when things aren't just handed to you, but you got to work for them. That's what you did 2 years ago when you sent Joe Biden to the White House. He knows you. He's been there. He's fighting for you every day, doing everything he can to put more money in your pocket, to make streets safer, to bring more good-paying jobs here to Pennsylvania.
So listen, later you'll hear the types of things that were being said at the Trump rallies over the weekend. But this is not an election about whose policy do I agree with slightly more. Okay? This is fundamentally about which candidate agrees that the winner should actually get to do the job. And there are a lot of these people running who are perfectly fine, even if their opponent gets more votes, saying, I should still be the governor. I should still be the senator, even though I didn't get more votes. And that's extraordinarily scary. Let me know your thoughts. Leave a comment on YouTube. And by the way, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button at youtube.com/TheDavidPakman Show. I don't know what other podcasts you listen to. I don't know what other YouTube channels you watch. This particular one depends on your support to do what we do. And I would love for you to sign up at joinpakman.com. I believe tomorrow's election is not the end. I believe it is only the beginning of what is going to be an insane 2+ year period of, not because we want to do it, but because we have to do it, defending democracy. Democracy is under attack. And just you wait until you see what these people are going to try to do. We need your support at joinpakman.com. And for just the next 24 hours, you can use the coupon code BIGVOTING22 at joinpakman.com. We continue to follow some of the most important races that could determine who controls what for the next 2 years. One such race is the Georgia Senate race, where incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is trying to beat off an attack from former football player Herschel Walker. As you know, Herschel Walker can barely speak. He certainly seems unable to think. He's not able to explain his position coherently on any issue. He appeared over the weekend with Fox News Trump brown noser Maria Bartiromo. And it is truly frightening that this could be one of 100 members of the U.S. Senate being a completely incoherent individual, which we have become accustomed to, but picking up on words he's hearing elsewhere without any idea how to use them, here claiming that they are bringing pronouns to the military.
Right now, he's called all men and women in blue thugs and bullies. They're bringing pronouns to our military, but yet they're saying it's the Republicans' fault.
Yeah, they're bringing pronouns to the military. I hate to break it to you, Herschel. They're using verbs, they're using nouns, they're using adverbs. They're even using prepositional phrases in the military. He hears something that sounds like what he's supposed to be saying, and he repeats it, and he has no clue what he is talking about. In another moment during this interview, of all the different threats to the United States that we're dealing with right now, he says the real threat is that Raphael Warnock will vote against the Keystone Pipeline.
I feel
on now, 48 hours away.
Well, I feel pretty good. You know, when you have a president talking about the biggest threat to democracy, it seemed to be electing a Republican. But I want everyone out there that is listening to me, the biggest threat to democracy is to have him at the White House. And the biggest threat to democracy is to have someone.
Guys, I mean, listen, is it nitpicky that he can't say democracy, that he called it demargracy three times during this? Like, is that, you know, you point these things out and these right wingers go, David, that's racist. I thought you were the ones who said we were racist when we see race. I'm not mentioning the guy's race. I'm telling you he can't speak or think. And now David, what? Huh? The guy's completely incoherent.
Like Senator Warnock to vote against our Keystone Pipeline.
Oh, God.
Which put us in an international threat. I think right now that's a threat. And
it puts us in a threat when Warnock votes against Keystone. Explain that to me.
That's a security threat. With going to our enemies to ask for energy. That's a threat. That's the biggest threat to democracy there. And also putting men in women's sports, which he voted for that.
Right. That's another big threat to the country. Men in women's sports. An issue affecting 0.05. I mean, come on, guys. And Maria Bartiromo enables it. They all enable it by pretending this is normal.
Biggest threat to democracy is to have the people, the Democrats right now, leading this country because they seem to be taking this country in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Give me the indicators, Herschel. Give me the specific indicators by which you could make that case. So here's the good news and the bad news, and they're both the same. Anybody could win this race. I know that many of you were very worried because of this gap that was closed by Herschel Walker, which now has Herschel Walker ahead by half a point on average. I'm going to be very direct and frank with all of you. Who the hell cares what the polls say right now? Many people writing to me saying, David, a lot of these polls are right-wing biased. Remington is a right-wing poll, as an example. Remington has Walker plus +4. Here's the way to think about it. This thing is tied, okay? Some of the specific polls are literally a tie, like the recent Marist poll. Even if you average all the polls, including the supposed right-wing polls, it's half a point that separates these two. Anybody can win. If you believe that the polls are biased towards Walker, but that early voter turnout favors Warnock, but just go and vote if you vote in Georgia. If you believe Walker's really winning, then go and vote and make it so that his margin shrinks by one vote. All we have to do is go and vote, and we will very soon know whether one of the most humiliating realities about the Senate will become a reality or whether we can avoid complete and total disaster. Donald Trump held multiple rallies over this final weekend before the 2022 midterms. We already looked at rallies, which Barack Obama did. Let's now look at Trump. Donald Trump's rally was so disastrous, half the crowd started leaving early. Reporters reported that half of the crowd was walking out as Donald Trump was still speaking. One of the new totally propagandistic things that Trump has brought back is flying in on his plane. This is the plane his own followers funded for him to get repainted and to get back in the air. And you would think at some point these people would go, you know, I donated all that money to Trump. He didn't do a damn thing for me. I still have no savings. I'm still in this terrible situation here in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, but he's flying in on a brand new painted plane. Maybe I should stop. Maybe it's time to stop. Overt fascistic propaganda shows up with the cheering cultists, but they don't think about it. They just go, yeah, this is the guy I'm supposed to be voting for. So let's get right into it. Inside the cult, Donald Trump did something interesting. He referred to Ron DeSantis as Ron DeSanctimonious, showing us he was going public with the Civil War between him and DeSantis.
Party for the nomination like nobody's ever seen before. Let's see, there it is, Trump at 71, Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
Now, people didn't like this. Later, when we look at the Florida rally that Trump did, Trump didn't invite DeSantis, but he did say, vote for Rubio, vote for DeSantis. In the not even 24 hours between the Pennsylvania rally and the Florida rally, People went to Trump and said that was not a good look. Narcissists don't like sharing the spotlight. Trump is furious that DeSantis refuses to say, I won't run against Trump in 24. So he went with Ron DeSanctimonious. Republicans told him, don't do that. That's not a good idea. And Trump backing off of it by the following rally. Donald Trump wrongly claimed that this Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that he won the 2020 election there. Take a listen.
That basically said we were all right. 2 weeks ago, a week ago, your all just about all Democrat Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said they were right. The 2020 election, with respect to the ballots and everything else, the 2020 election was not right. It was not right. It was not allowed.
That is not what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled. Trump is lying overtly. What the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled about a week ago is that undated ballots in the 2022 primary were invalid. 2022 primary undated ballots. They did not rule that things were not right in 2020, and certainly not that Donald Trump won. Donald Trump continuing to talk about 2020.
And you're all Democrat, mostly, I think just about all Democrat Supreme Court.
Oh, sorry. This is part of the clip we just looked at. Okay, let's continue. Donald Trump talking about his relationship with the Chinese president, Xi. And Trump saying, I call him the king now.
Very necessary. When I went to China, because I actually, until the China virus came in, I had a great relationship with President Xi. He's now president for life. Mm. I call him king. He says, no, 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 I am not king. I am president. I said, no, you're president for life. Therefore, you're the king as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There are times in American history where for a president to say, I basically am calling this authoritarian strongman the king, that would be a humiliating blunder for a president or former president to say. And the crowd cheers now. This is how depraved and debased the right wing has become. Donald Trump then exploding in an unintelligible word salad about the media being the enemy of the people and Russia. It's unintelligible. It's diarrhea of the mouth, folks.
Communism. This is getting to be what they're doing with a Catherine Engelbrecht and everybody. This is like a communist country, and the people, we're not standing for a communist country.
Well, there is no such country here in the U.S., so you don't have to stand for it or sit.
We came too far because, honestly, they have nothing going. Their policy is crazy. The only thing they do well is misinformation and cheat on elections. That's the only thing, and they're really good at that. The radical Democrats are locking up pro-life, and you know this, you see this, the pro-life activists, they're being locked up all over the place. They're persecuting their political opponents. I wonder who. Nobody. A friend of mine said, there's never been a president that's been treated like you after he gets, you know, when you get out of office, you go on, these guys come at you left and right on such bullshit, you've never seen anything like it.
Another thing is that the crowds are so childish that when Trump swears, the crowd cheers like that's cool. I mean, it's quite literally like 8-year-olds.
Spying on their political rivals. Remember, they spied on my campaign.
And remember, they did not spy on Trump's campaign. Just as a reminder, Trump's campaign in 2015 and 2016 was in touch with so many suspected criminals and spies that because those suspected criminals and spies were being surveilled, Trump's people were coincidentally overheard because they were in touch with those suspected criminals and spies. It's out of this world stuff. And Trump just says, oh, they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign. Trump then talks about documents, the entire document thing. And he tells lies there as well.
New Air Force One. Now, Air Force One is actually two planes. It's two 747-800s or 900s.
By the way, nothing more relatable than when Trump talks about planes and private planes.
And they're quite the plane, I will tell you. In fact, I can't even tell you what's on this plane because it might be top secret and they'll try and say, oh, he violated a document.
He violated a document. Listen, Everybody's accusing Trump of assault now, even the documents.
He's violated. Every other president takes their documents. I'm the only one. I can't have a document, but everyone else, they got them all over the place. They have them in Chinese restaurants and bowling alleys. You know that, right?
Now, remember, that's also a lie. What Trump is referring to is there was one point at which the National Archives actually legally and officially rented a building that previously housed a restaurant in order to temporarily store documents. The archives had them. The idea that George H.W. Bush stuffed some documents in a Chinese laundry, like in the dryer, it's completely absurd. So then the crowd starts leaving, half the crowd reportedly leaving while Trump was still speaking. They bring up Mehmet Oz. Mehmet Oz says tomorrow, before the Steeler game, call 10 people and make sure that they vote. The only problem, the Steelers didn't have a game yesterday. But Oz, who isn't even really from Pennsylvania, has no clue what's going on.
Tomorrow morning, when you awaken, I want you to contact 10 people. Do it at church, do it before the Steelers game, just find the time. And here's the question you're going to ask them. Are you happy with the way America's going?
Right. There was no Steelers game yesterday, Sunday. Oz knows so little about Pennsylvania that he doesn't even know when the Steelers play. And of course, actual Steeler fans, I assure you, know when the Steelers play. The rally was also in support of Doug Mastriano. Doug Mastriano took a different approach, which was during his brief moment in the limelight during the rally. He just groveled before Trump, which is really what Trump likes.
State of Pennsylvania, Mr. President. Pennsylvania loves you. We need you. He was such a great president that even Vladimir Putin behaved for 4 years. I mean,
Vladimir.
It's amazing. Absolutely fantastic. Pennsylvania, 3 days away from victory. We're going to take back our state.
Yeah. So Mastriano was on message. He was just praising Trump. That's what you're supposed to do. And then lastly, and this was really weird, Trump brought up Christian televangelist lunatic Kenneth Copeland. And it got really weird.
There are things this great state of Pennsylvania, liberty was born here. I've been accused of being a Christian nationalist. Our first president, 1789.
This is not slowed down, by the way.
This Bible, it's 17th chapter of Genesis, where God made covenant with Abraham. And he read that. And he bowed his knee.
Oh, God.
And he prayed.
Anyway, I won't play the full 2 minutes. Trump was completely bored during this and very clearly regretted bringing up Kenneth Copeland. Absolutely deranged rally. We were there. Our correspondent Luke Beasley was on the ground in La Trobe. We'll have those clips after the break. Remember, if you watch our content, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you use. It's free. And make sure you are subscribed on YouTube. I just got updated numbers from October. 3.2 million individual people watched our clips, aren't subscribed on YouTube. If just those 3.2 million people subscribe, we would immediately be tied for the biggest progressive YouTube channel on the internet. All right, I have something extra special for you today. Our friend and correspondent Luke Beasley was in La Trobe, Pennsylvania for the Trump rally. He interviewed a dozen people, and we are going to look at it right now. Now, a few things that I want to say here, and this, I'm not joking about this. When we're not even playing everything for you. There's some stuff Luke sent me that seemed so obviously in the wrong category, and I'll tell you the categories in a second, that it just felt like I just shouldn't even use it, okay? But as a general thing, by definition, if you survey the MAGA movement, they have delusional, incoherent beliefs that in any other context, we would say that's mental illness. And so you go and you interview people, and they all kind of seem mentally ill. And it really raises a question for people who are wanting to say, let's hear from this movement. There's tens of millions of these people. We want to talk to them. And then you talk to them and you go, can I even air this because they seem mentally ill? Am I doing something wrong by showing that this is what they say? There's obviously cult beliefs and people that are just sucked into a cult. And then there's ignorance and there's mental illness, and it's a Venn diagram. I don't know exactly where each of these people are, but it's something we really think about. And I cut out some stuff. So let's just start. Luke first talking to a couple of women. One of them says Trump is currently the president. The other woman in the middle kind of doesn't seem to buy it. And Luke does a really good job here. Let's start. And by the way, it was really windy. So at certain points, there's just like wind noise. Luke did the best he could.
Even whatever.
No. And if he...
You're not sure he's what?
I don't even know if he's president.
Really?
That's the Tucker Carlson psychotic laugh.
I do question that.
Who do you think is the real president?
Donald Trump. I think he'll be back any day under military.
So she says Trump's the current president. He will be back any day under military. Now look at the look on the other woman's face. She's starting to say, I may be nuts, but I'm not as nuts as this lady.
Ooh, whoa, okay. But this is the thing with that I gotta filter out. He is attacking Biden's performance as president. But he's the real president?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Luke, why is that so hard for you to understand?
He is.
So he's to blame for inflation?
No.
No.
I believe there's...
Well, no, he's not. I believe there's a show going on. I'm believing he's letting this happen to show people what this world would be without. Actually, God's letting this happen.
Exactly. Do you guys understand what's going on? Trump is the real president under military. Oh, so if the president is responsible for inflation, inflation must be Trump's fault, not Biden's. No. Trump, actually God and Trump are allowing Biden to pretend to be president to show you if he were the real president, he would make inflation go up, which he did, even though he's not the real president. Why won't people just accept this? Luke's like all skeptical as if this doesn't make sense.
He totally has command. Biden is completely, hello. Have you heard him talk? Who votes for someone like that? This ain't real. This is not a real thing. Okay, well, I'm just going to make this prediction to you because I believe it. Ready? Donald Trump is going to take back over. Every executive order that Biden put in will be gone that very second he takes back over.
Yeah.
And you were saying, I heard the beginning of this, that the military was going to do that?
Yes.
The military is going to do it. So Trump's going to do it. The military is going to do it. Everybody's doing it. Is that a cult member? Is that an ignorant person? Is that a mentally ill person? I'm not sure. Here's a woman who makes what I call an indefeasible argument. And these are particular types of arguments that make it really tough to talk to these folks.
That is our right as an American, that our votes count. And it did not count in the 2020 election.
Can I press y'all or ask y'all about that specifically? So with all the evidence that I am, you know, hearing a lot from people here that they believe that and feel like they've seen that evidence, why, for someone who's trying to strictly go to things that they know can be verified, has that not been shown up in any of the court cases that have been done, plus any of the audits that have been done among the many?
There's corruption.
They weren't audits that, you know, counted the votes. They weren't an audit.
Understand what's going on. These are indefeasible arguments. You can't defeat them, okay? The example I gave on the stream is as follows. Someone comes to me with tears in their eyes and then say, David, sir, there's a tiger in the room with you right now. Be careful, because in the studio, right, in this studio with me right now, there's a tiger. And I go, oh, okay. I don't see a tiger. They say, tiger's invisible. Okay. Invisible tiger is unusual, but fine. Let's do this. Let's put baby powder down on the floor so that, because the invisible tiger still has mass and volume, as the tiger moves around, it will disturb the baby powder on the floor. And they'll go, no, it's weightless. It's a weightless invisible tiger. And then I say, well, at some point, this tiger is going to need to eat. Let's put food down on the floor. So even if we won't see the tiger because it's invisible, and even if the tiger also doesn't have any weight or mass, so it won't move around the baby powder, when it eats, we'll see the food being eaten. I go, no, it's a special tiger that doesn't need to eat. That's what these women are doing. They will always say, no, no, but the audits weren't done correctly and the judges were corrupt.
It was an audit in a sense, but it wasn't an audit to actually,
right.
you know, count.
It wasn't an audit that was going to put Trump in the White House is what she means.
The votes and the errors that went on during, you know, the election. I mean,
all the love in the world. The reason why I have a hard time believing some of these claims is because, like, the corrupt point would maybe make more sense if a lot of the judges that these cases were put in front of were appointed by Trump. And so I guess, is it even them too?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there.
Yes. Well, a lot of people that were appointed by Trump backstabbed them.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't matter. They became corrupt after Trump selected them. Here's a guy who just straight up doesn't believe the election results.
And we're seeing kind of a phenomenon going into this midterms. It's very different than others, where a number of GOP candidates have indicated kind of, you've probably seen they get asked, like, are you going to concede if you lose? And it's like, no, if we lose, it's probably because the Democrats stole it. Is that a mindset that you guys share?
You want to answer anything? But
I definitely think it was stolen.
Yep.
I always think that. They could tell.
I always think that.
It's a lie, and I'll never believe that it was legit.
Interesting. That is something that a lot of times I'll say in conversations, like, what would I have to show you or pose to you that would change your mind on that particular issue?
I don't think there is anything to show. I remember looking back when they were showing all these people at the election places where the votes were. And everybody's running around covering up windows and stuff. Nobody wanted them to see in.
I mean, who even knows what she's talking about? People covered windows, so therefore Trump actually won. Then he interviews a guy who seems dead set on repeating multiple times that he does martial arts. Martial arts clearly very important to this guy, who also, by the way, is wearing an ultra MAGA shirt.
This is Rich Shade, Christian, patriot, mixed martial arts expert, and the world's most handsome man.
What are your feelings since it kind of big in the news right now about the investigation going on into him? Based on the documents he had in Mar-a-Lago.
I think it's nonsense. I think the Justice Department right now is totally corrupt at the top. I actually know some. I train in mixed martial arts.
We
black
know.
Belt in judo and getting close in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I know a lot of people in law enforcement. I don't think the middle level people in the FBI are crooked, but the upper level, we've never had anybody weaponize the Justice Department against their opponents like Joe Biden's doing right now.
So what's interesting about this one is that this is verbatim stuff that Trump says, verbatim. They've weaponized the Justice Department. It's never been done, et cetera, et cetera. Not particularly interesting other than that, but understand the cult followers are paying very close attention. They're getting the exact terminology from Trump. Here's another guy who, you know, again, I don't really know what he's talking about. Totally incoherent.
We lose the war. Was it before any of us were born, or our parents or ancestors were born? Or was it the Native Americans in the beginning, or were the white people the original occupants of?
The reason you hear Trump speaking in the background, by the way, is half the crowd was leaving while Trump was speaking. So there were plenty of people to talk to while the rally was going on.
America, and then they got pushed out by, now, I'm not saying, I love hip-hop, culture of hip-hop is like, embedded into me. So
embedded, I like that. That's a nice portmanteau of embedded and bred into me. It's been embedded into me. Maybe the guy's just hungry.
Maybe a black soul in a white body, I'm not sure. But I still have my soul in like. The soul of America is like slowly dissipating.
Yep. So he had opinions about things. Here's a guy who believes that the Vatican is actually controlling everything. This one's really weird.
What do you want to hear from Donald Trump tonight?
Make America great again.
And what has made it not great?
What has made it not great is what's going on right now. Open borders, high inflation, everything that's going on right now, just diametrically opposed, the economy, the tax.
Diametrically opposed. Again, they just make up words. They're totally confident. Make them up. Totally confident. It's diametrically.
86,000 IRS agents. I mean, if we have all night, I mean, the moon will set tomorrow by the time.
So, like you said, there's so many issues. Let's zero in on one. Inflation. Are you saying you blame Joe Biden for inflation?
Well, when you sit there and you stop fossil fuels and the country's running out of diesel in 17 days and no trucks, no boats, no plane, nothing's going to be moving. Yeah, you might want to open up fossil fuels. I think it's coming from the Vatican, the Vatican's meeting.
He hesitates before dropping this bomb.
They were world leaders at Mount Sinai.
Right.
Joe Biden's getting his marching orders from the Jesuit Oath. If you open up the Jesuit, and this might look crazy to these people, I don't really care. Google the Jesuit Oath. When Joe Biden was elected president, he opened up with a Jesuit priest on a Jesuit Bible. We've had two Roman Catholic presidents in this country, and Joe Biden has taken orders. Just read the Jesuit oath. That explains so much of it.
Yeah. So that's pretty bonkers stuff. Here's one guy who just was furious and started swearing, wearing a huge, huge hat.
Tell me about what you saw, what you liked.
I liked everything.
Everything.
Yep.
And
I want to say something, but I can't.
Say it. Go ahead.
Democrats.
Why do you feel that way?
Because they're scumbags. What have they done to help this country? You're young.
Yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act is lowering prescription drug costs as well as investment change. Ooh. Why is she that in your mind?
All right. Anyway, I won't stick with it. The guy's just swearing so much, we have to keep bleeping. And then here's the last guy. Then we got to the QAnon guy.
I'm pretty far down a rabbit hole, so I don't know what I think right now. So
what does that mean? Describe that for me.
Well, it's just the whole everything that's going on in the world and been going on in the world, and I mean, it's a lot of just we'll call conspiracy theories, you know.
Just for the heck of it, for the game. What would you say your most wild conspiracy theory would be?
And Luke's instincts impeccable there to go right in for the most bonkers thing.
I guess there's really not a wildest one. I mean, they're all conspiracy theories until they're one proven true or the masses believe them. So, I mean, there's been some wild ones over the time, you know, with all the child sex trafficking and Donald Trump being the first president to fight against that. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth.
So child sex trafficking, huge problem. Totally agree with you. That should be addressed. It's the connection, I guess, to like, it's the Democratic Party who's doing this and Biden's in the back room.
It's good versus evil. It's not Republican versus Democrat. There are a lot of evil people in the world, period, whether they're Democrat or they're Republican rhinos. And they're bad for the party, bad for the country. And
does Trump's relationship with Epstein before he died bother you at all?
I don't think so.
That's good, huh? There's pedophiles everywhere. It's Republicans. It's Democrats. It's all of them. We got to root them out. Oh, yeah. Trump was friends with Epstein. Is that a problem? No. And watch what the guy says. He comes up with, Trump was probably undercover.
No, I don't think so. No, it doesn't bother me because if anything, I would think that it would be like an inside, you know what I mean? Like he was on the inside getting intel.
There you go.
Same thing he did with the mafia people that stayed in his hotels and they were getting information back years ago in Trump hotels.
He's playing Epstein.
I think so, yes.
Interesting. Yeah.
This gets even crazier and we'll have the full clip online, but that one was really wild. So really, really good job by Luke Beasley. You can find his YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe. Go to davidpakman.com/Luke and you will find it all. All right. Final event we're going to cover from the weekend is the day after on Sunday, Trump did another rally in Florida, Miami, Florida, for Marco Rubio. He did not rally for Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis was not invited, although Trump did say reelect Ron DeSantis after people were mad that he called them Ron DeSanctimonious. The energy was particularly scary at this one. Now, often at the rallies, Trump is sweating and dripping. But this one actually had pouring rain. We'll get to that in a moment. Scary energy. And Trump starting with Nancy Pelosi, whose husband recently needed skull surgery because of a lunatic right-wing attacker who bashed his head in with a skull. Listen to what Trump says.
Right. This was just a cabal. This was just a group of people where crazy Nancy Pelosi. By the way, how's she doing lately? How's she doing? Where crazy Nancy Pelosi has the votes.
How is she doing? She's probably extremely traumatized from what one of Trump's followers did to her husband. And then even more disgusting, they start chanting, lock her up, about Nancy Pelosi. She hasn't been charged or she's not even being investigated for a crime.
Up and down the ballot, Republican, and we're going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all. Once and for all. Under Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the radical Democrat Congress, Florida workers and families are under siege.
Lock her up, right? I mean, they're for due process and law and order, and lock up a woman who's not even being investigated for any crime. Truly, truly dangerous. Trump then did his racist dog whistle about Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao.
In history, you got to get Mitch McConnell to be a lot tougher. Mitch McConnell. You can have Mitch McConnell and his wife, Coco. Coco Chow, you can have them both.
Coco Chow is Trump's latest sort of xenophobic dog whistle about Elaine Chao. Horrifying stuff. And the crowd just, I mean, totally, they're completely unfazed by it. Trump did, as I mentioned, get enough backlash about saying Ron DeSanctimonious about Ron DeSantis on Saturday night. So by yesterday afternoon, he did the absolute bare minimum and was like, yeah, reelect Ron DeSantis governor.
Are you going to reelect Ron DeSantis as your governor of your state?
He did it. He held his nose, but he did it. And then we'll talk about this in a different context. But Donald Trump also talking about how much suffering there has been for his own children. Imagine that. They are the real victims here.
And a man who I just happened to catch about half of his speech, I got in and I said, who's ripping it up there? And it was a person named Don Trump Jr. And he's great. And he's great. You know, I have to tell this one story because he's sitting here, so I can tell. He's probably heard me tell it a couple of times, not much. But to show you how evil these people are. So Don went to great school. He went to the Wharton School of Finance, all this stuff. Good student. He was great. He was no problem whatsoever. He's just a good young guy. And I decided to go into politics. I said, you know, life is too good. Everything's perfect. Let's screw up your life a little bit, okay? And so I take my family along with me. And, they've really suffered when you think of it. But they don't have any second questions or doubt.
They've really suffered. His family really made the sacrifice. Donald Trump does tease that he might announce his candidacy for president tonight, which we'll talk about later.
I will probably have to do it again, but stay tuned.
It's quite a cult here, as you can imagine. And then he drops this about Ohio tonight.
That's pretty good. Thank you. Stay tuned to tomorrow night in the great state of Ohio.
Yeah. So there's a report that Trump's going to announce next Monday. We'll talk about that in a moment. And then lastly, it quite literally started pouring during the rally, and Donald Trump made a big deal out of the fact that he was heroically staying out there to speak to his followers.
Jerry Valero. And just 2 years ago, we had Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea in check. And they weren't going to do a thing against us. Not a thing. Not a thing.
Yeah. Anyway, it was pouring and Trump was soaked and they all made a big deal out of how heroic it was to stay out there. These rallies are extremely dangerous. The people are weaponized. Today, we will have competing rallies, Barack Obama and Trump. Trump's in Ohio. I forget where Obama is. We will have them live later. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. If you watch us on YouTube and you're not yet subscribed, make sure to subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast, and we'll be back right after this. All right, I've been saying for some time, I think tomorrow's election is the beginning. I don't think it's the end of a phase. I think it's the beginning of a phase. It's going to be the beginning of a phase in which Republicans take whatever wins they get tomorrow, and they're going to get some. We don't know how many. We don't know what they'll control, but they're going to get some wins tomorrow. And they are going to use those wins overtly to try to set up a presidential election in 2024 where they can't lose. And what I mean by that is, even if their opponent gets more votes, they will try to find a way to still get their candidate in the Oval Office. It is increasingly looking like Donald Trump may be that candidate. Axios has published an exclusive report that Donald Trump is planning to announce his candidacy on November 14th. Jonathan Swan, reporting. Former President Trump's inner circle is discussing announcing the launch of a 2024 presidential campaign on November 14, with the official announcement possibly followed by a multi-day series of political events. Why it matters. Trump and his top advisors have been signaling for weeks that a 2024 announcement is imminent, but the discussions reached the point that allies are blocking off days in their calendars for the week after the midterms and preparing to travel. Trump long planned to announce shortly after the midterms, even toyed with announcing before November 8 to try to get ahead of rivals. In recent weeks, Trump has been inching closer and closer to straight up saying that he is running. Now, it is possible that he will indeed announce on November 14th. It's also possible that he will announce tonight. And the reason I say that is he straight up said it last night at his rally in Florida. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I will probably have to do it again, but stay tuned.
So the crowd cheers for a while, and then in a moment, we'll turn the audio back up. Donald Trump says, keep an eye on my rally in Ohio tomorrow. That's tonight. And we're going to be live with that rally indeed. Take a listen to what Donald Trump ultimately said about it.
That's pretty good. Thank you. Stay tuned to tomorrow night in the great state of Ohio. Stay tuned. We have a big rally there for JD. We have a big rally.
Yep. So it may be tonight. It may be next Monday. But at this point, it doesn't seem as if this is all for nothing. It does appear as though he is setting up a run. And when I say this is the most important midterm election I've ever covered, a huge part of the reason is because it's a setup election. Whoa, that almost got dicey. It's a setup election for 2024. And I believe that the next 2 years are going to be completely insane. And we're going to need to really be on our guard because by sheer stupidity, to some degree, they failed to really come close to stealing it in 2020. They're going to be way more prepared this time around. And we need to be ready for that. I'll be live on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook tonight with the Ohio rally. Also, we've got an Obama rally. And then we will have live election results tomorrow night. We have a voicemail number. That number is 2192-DAVID-P. Here's a guy who really doesn't like that I talk and comment when I do coverage of rallies. Last night we covered, we tried to cover the Bernie rally and we covered the Trump rally. And this guy doesn't like that I sometimes say things. And he makes an interesting point about my qualifications to have an opinion.
You're laughing because you're part of the problem and you've never been overseas. All you've done is sit on your skinny little ass and done nothing with your life.
I've been overseas plenty of places, dozens of countries. I don't know what they're talking about.
Except talking to a microphone. You've never squeezed a trigger on anybody.
Oh, that's true. No, if he means I haven't been overseas with the military killing people, that guilty is charged. I have never shot anyone. The caller is correct about that. That being said, I don't know why I need to have shot people or shot at people in order to have opinions about things. That's strange. I don't know where else this individual applies that. Mr. Dentist, I know you want to do my root canal, but have you ever squeezed the trigger at people overseas? You haven't? Oh, well, that by no means. Okay. Very, very dangerous and sick people. We have a great bonus show for you today. Twitter has started advertising its paid verification plan for $8 a month.
Oh, the bonus show where you want to make money. Everybody else that makes money to fund themselves is bad.
We will indeed talk about it on the bonus show. New York City employers are now requiring salary ranges to be posted. I like this. I like this even as an employer, and I'm going to tell you why. And then lastly, the U.S. Defense Intelligence report on UFOs will soon be made public. I will tell you what some people are expecting, what I am expecting, and we will delve into it a little bit more. So much going on in the next 24 hours. The election is tomorrow. I will be live tomorrow night starting between 7 and 8 Eastern on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook with election results. We're going to go for a while. I don't know how long. I hope you will join me. Tonight, We will be live with multiple rallies starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, also on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. It is all happening on those platforms. So it's all free. I'm selling you nothing. Follow us on Twitch for free. Subscribe to the YouTube channel for free. Like the Facebook page for free. So then you can get, if you want, you can get notifications when all of these live streams happen. A very, very big 24 to 36 hours in American politics that I believe will be of massive consequence going forward. See everybody then. And of course, to get today's bonus show, simply sign up at Join.
WRCT in sound from way out.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call, jazz. Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Technoland? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
RCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Nuclear holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
DePose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
Right now, all we know is that Alex stopped drinking water 50 hours ago. We don't know where he is. We don't know if he's alive. I asked the British authorities to get us some proof that Alaa is alive and conscious. I did not get any response.
The family of the imprisoned Egyptian dissident Alaa Abdel Fattah says they no longer know if he's dead or alive, more than 50 hours after he stopped drinking water in an intensification of a six-month hunger strike. We'll hear Alaa's sister, Sana Saif, speak at the UN Climate Summit today in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. We'll also look at what today's midterm elections could mean for the climate crisis. Then to Arizona, where Republicans are attempting to suppress voting on Native American reservations.
Times have changed. Our ancestors had bows and arrows. We have democracy, our vote, our voice. Together, as sovereign nations, we have a powerful voice. Go vote and make a difference.
Then election protection. We'll speak to the head of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law.
I'm here to warn you of another effect of these lies, the rapid deterioration of our democracy and unprecedented threats of violence and intimidation against election officials, black communities, and other communities of color all around this country.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. It's Election Day in the United States. The pivotal midterm elections will determine who controls the House and Senate, as well as many state houses. A record 43 million people cast their ballots early. The Pennsylvania Senate race between Democrat John Fetterman and the Trump-backed Mehmet Oz is one of today's most closely watched contests. On Monday, Fetterman filed a federal lawsuit in an effort to have mail-in ballots be counted, even if they're undated or improperly dated. Meanwhile, Republicans have sued to disqualify thousands of mail-in ballots in key swing states, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. On Monday, President Biden warned the future of democracy is at risk.
Today, we face an inflection point, one of those moments that comes around every three or four generations. We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it, preserve or protect it, choose it.
We'll have more on the elections later in the broadcast. And tune in tonight when Democracy Now! Will be airing a three-hour election night special beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern. In news from the United Nations Climate Summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, several leaders of the African Union said today their countries cannot afford the cost of adapting to the impacts of the climate crisis. In their remarks at COP27, they urge richer nations fulfill their promise of paying climate reparations for disproportionately fueling the climate catastrophe. This comes as a new report finds the United States is falling far short of contributing its fair share to UN-backed climate finance goals. The analysis by the UK-based climate news source Carbon Brief found the U.S. should be paying nearly $40 billion annually towards the UN's $100 billion climate finance target. Instead, the U.S. has paid less than $8 billion. Meanwhile, another major report published Monday warns global warming has pushed the planet's stores of ice to a widespread collapse that was unthinkable just a decade ago, with some level of Arctic sea ice certain to vanish in summer months before the year 2050, even as countries drastically reduce their fossil fuel emissions. Climate scientists say the only way to avoid further catastrophe is to take urgent steps now. If fossil fuel pollution is allowed to continue to grow, the Arctic could lose most of its sea ice by 2030. In more news from Egypt, fear over the deteriorating health of British Egyptian human rights activists and political